You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one through today is Kai. Good morning, Kai. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great,
you
Kai.
You know, it's been a good day for us. What about you? Everything going your way?
Yeah, I mean, I woke up early and couldn't really get back to sleep. But, you know, usually I sleep in too late. So kind of nice seeing the sunrise.
So what's early for you then? Because I'll tell you what's early for us.
Oh, God. Yeah, early for me would be 5:30.
Oh, that sounds dreamy.
All right, that's pretty early, though.
That is
early.
That's
not bad.
Yep, that is early.
Well, let me ask, what's late for you guys?
To
sleep
in?
Late? Or like waking up late to get to work would be like 3:45 for me.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
like on a weekend, if I can sleep on a weekend until 6 or 6:30, I feel like I've wasted half my day.
It's crazy late.
Go to bed at 4 p.m. then?
Shut up, Kai. No, we don't go to bed at 4 p.m.
7:45. I try to be in bed by 7:45, 8.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to get 8 hours anyway, so why bother? But if I can get 6 to 7, I feel pretty good compared to where I used to be.
It's a little win.
It used to be like 3 to 4 hours at night, and so 6 or 7 is a big victory these days. Kai, what do you do for a living?
Victory. I'm a barista. I make coffee.
Oh, okay.
What's the one drink you hate making?
Yeah.
That's always the question.
So I worked at Starbucks for a while. I don't work there now, but Frappuccinos are god-awful.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes them so bad, Kai?
You get into a thing called sequencing, where you're making 2 or 3 or 4 drinks at a time. And when you're making hot drinks, it's pretty easy, and you get into flow and get into a pattern. But Frappuccinos just throw a big old wrench in that.
And you're like, oh, not another one. And then it's probably like a custom Frappuccino, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they want stupid stuff and, you know, non-dairy but extra whipped cream. And...
Can you recall any of the stupid stuff people want done with their drinks?
That's great.
Like a splash of something stupid?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that want, like, a quarter of a pump of something. You know, like, can I get 3 3/4 pump of white mocha? And
you're like, guess what? You're getting 4.
You're getting 4.
Like, their palate could tell the difference between 3 3/4 and 4 pumps of something. Come on.
Yeah. No, not happening.
Oh, God, that's funny.
That's funny, Kai.
How are your tips on an average day? What do you get tips-wise on a good day?
So I live up in Summit, up in Breckenridge. Mm-hmm. So pretty good tips. I don't work at Starbucks anymore. So at Starbucks, my tips weren't very good. But now I'm at a local coffee shop, and I'm getting a lot better tips. And probably like a good day is looking like maybe an extra $4 or $5 an hour.
Nice. Not bad.
Okay. Very good.
Got all the rich people up in the mountains there helping
you out. Yeah, I was going to say, they got some bucks up there.
As mountain
folk.
But
you know what? A lot of those people up in Summit County, they might have some money, but they might be a little stingy with the wallet, too, if you know what I mean. So.
Oh, yeah. Especially with something like coffee. But...
Mm-hmm. I'm paying good money for this coffee. Why should I tip
my $9 Frappuccino.
Yeah. My $6.
What's the most expensive coffee item on your menu?
Ooh, on our menu?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can always make it way more expensive.
Yeah, but like, what's one that's really expensive?
Or one you've seen that's like been added up?
Yeah.
Probably like a shaken espresso, which is just a lot of espresso and flavoring. And that's, what, $6.50 maybe?
Man.
Oh, okay. All right, listen. You are you're wonderful for opening up and sharing it. This is what we do during Rattle Off. We just find out about people's lives and what they got going on. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I am ready.
All right. 10 seconds. We were kind of talking about this in the trending report. And again, everybody who's on hold, even if Kai gets it, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. But we'll see how he does. 10 seconds, Kai. We're looking for 5 different kind of bugs that either bite or sting. 5 different kind of bugs that bite or sting. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Wasp, hornet, bee, ant, and spider.
Well,
is that good? I don't know. I only did 5 and I forgot.
I know Dom likes people to keep going, but that was
I like people
that
to keep
good
going.
All day long.
You left
all
out mosquitoes, but that's fine. I'd say you're a winner.
You got that in like 5 seconds.
I guess that was too easy.
Really good, Kai.
I wasn't thinking of all the derivatives of wasps and hornets.
No, I wasn't either. He's like, boom, 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 there's three.
Hmm. You kind of played us, Kai, but that's all right. You know, that's totally okay.
You should have said no derivatives.
I didn't think.
Oh, well,
you are a delightful person to talk to. If you will please stand by, Josh will tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, you're
see
welcome.
See you later.
Thank you for listening. Marcella, do you have a crazy coffee order when you go see the barista?
I do. No,
what
not
is
crazy.
It?
No, it's just a medium latte, one shot. I'm trying to quit caffeine.
I can't hear what you're saying. Can you put the phone up to your mouth?
I said it's not that crazy. It's just a medium latte, one shot, because I'm trying to quit caffeine.
Oh, you're trying to quit caffeine. Okay.
Oh. Well...
That's good. Well, so you backed off to one shot of espresso.
If you're trying to quit, you maybe shouldn't go.
Right. Well, it's baby steps.
But
you got to like...
the worst headache.
Yeah, you got to stair step down. So what were you at, like three shots?
No, it was just two shots.
Two?
Two coffees though, like maybe two cups. So now it's only one shot, one cup. So.
Okay, All right,
you're saving where you can. Okay, fair enough. What do you do for a living?
I am a salsa dancer.
Ooh la la.
Really?
Like for a living, you get paid to be a salsa dancer?
Yes. How crazy is that?
So are you like a teacher or do you do it professionally? How do you make the money?
I was a school teacher and I was always a salsa dancer, but I would do it like for fun, as a hobby, but I've been teaching in Boulder for maybe 17 years or something.
Really? Wow.
Over the pandemic, I just didn't go back to be a school teacher, and I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a try, maybe 6 months of just full-time dancer, and it went great. Now I have a studio, and I... produce events, festivals.
I love that.
A salsa festival.
If I wanted to go down and take, like a couple of months worth of lessons, what would that run me?
Where do you go, you mean? Or
no, how much money?
No, if I'm coming to your studio for salsa lessons and I want to go for like 2 months, what will you charge me for those 2 months for salsa lessons?
For you?
No, anybody.
No, for anybody that walks
average
in.
Average Joe or Joanne walks in off the street. What's 2 months worth?
Teach me to dance. How much?
Teach me to dance. Well, you do the math. It's $65 an hour and $75 per couple.
$75 an hour per couple.
All right. Yeah. And how many hours will I take before I get pretty good?
Well, that obviously depends on your own skills. There are people who...
Sure.
You know, takes
he has a lot of rhythm in his heart.
Average, Marcella.
He has the rhythm at heart.
Yeah.
It could be, 2 months. It could be pretty good.
Okay, two months.
You can be moving your hips and your shoulders. And
he can move his hips. They're a little creaky now, but he can move them.
So if I did 20 lessons, that's $1,500. But you think I'd be pretty good after 20 lessons?
Yes. I think
especially with you as a teacher, right?
Especially
I feel like showing up to salsa dancing alone would be weird. Like, I feel like you'd want a partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you learn with me, I'll be your partner for those 2 months.
Ooh, right. I'm
that's
going alone.
Very sensual. That's a little too touchy-feely for me. It's too sexy.
Oh, good for you. You know, you're absolutely delightful. Thank you I'm sorry we got a winner already, but thank you for sticking around to talk with us and tell us about your salsa classes. We appreciate you.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Wake me up.
Yeah, well, it was nice meeting you. Have a good
day. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You and Nicole should go take some salsa lessons.
Maybe one of these days.
Katie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Do you have a crazy coffee order that you do?
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oddball.
I don't either. I feel like a weirdo. Do you sometimes feel like a weirdo? I feel like an outcast because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, I'm weird. I'm a picky eater, and there's a lot of things people love that I'm just not a fan of. So,
What's your drink of choice then?
I usually, if I go, it's like an herbal tea or a hot chocolate or something.
Sure, there you go.
There you go, yeah.
See, I will go into, coffee. I'm not a big coffee shop guy, whatever, because I don't drink coffee, but if I go in and I'll always order like an English breakfast tea, they can't help it. They kind of look at you like you're a weirdo. Kind of,
like,
a little
bit.
Do
you want whipped cream on that at all? Or?
Yeah, is there anything we can, do you just want hot tea?
Just
are you okay?
Hot water and a tea bag?
Yeah.
I feel like I save so much money by not going to those places. So.
You really do.
This is true.
You really, really do. True story.
Absolutely. You know, look what Kai was saying. That one drink is like $7, and some people get one every single day.
Start
that's
adding
$50
that
bucks
up.
A week. That's $2,500 a year.
You could take salsa lessons for that.
That's right.
You really could. What do you do for a living there, Katie Pants?
Well, I have 4 kids, so 2 of them are special needs, so that's mostly my job is caretaking.
That's full-time, yeah.
You're a good human for doing that.
I also help my husband with his business, so.
What's his business?
We have an environmental testing company, so mold, lead, asbestos, all that fun stuff that don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you have to wear, like, special clothing when you're dealing with that stuff and everything?
When you're in containment, yeah, because it can cause, like, cancer, so you need to, like, wear special respirators and stuff.
Yeah, it's intense. We just sold my grandma's house, and she had to have asbestos removal, some tiles in her basement.
Really?
And, they tarp off, like, the house, and there's special, like, decontamination tents that they have to go into. And
oh, my God.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
And then you're like, oh my God, somebody was living in there with all that, you know?
Oh,
you're like,
well, it's okay as long as you don't touch it.
I know, as long as you don't disrupt it.
Like, so people who scrape off their own ceiling texture before they do like that makes me cringe. Like, I'm
know.
Like, well, you might get cancer in a decade. So.
Yeah, it's scary, scary stuff.
This is the feel-good call of the day so far.
Sorry,
Katie,
I'm not about that stuff, but, you know.
Hey, it's your job.
You.
It's your job.
You know what? I'm sorry you can't play the game today, but try again maybe tomorrow. And thank you for listening, and thank you for chatting with us.
Yeah, have a good day.
See you later.
You as well. I love our listeners. They all have cool lives. Until we get to Amanda. Maybe she doesn't have a cool life. Amanda, maybe your life is not cool at all. I don't know.
Are you boring, Amanda?
Probably. I have 5 kids, and that's my life is working kids.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, do you ever just want to get in the car and just drive off?
My husband's job. That's pretty much my excitement for the day. So.
Yeah. Do you ever have a wild fantasy to just get in your car and take off and not come back for like a month?
Or ever?
I would love that.
Yeah.
But I would still feel bad at the same time for just
Well, yeah. Driving. Yeah.
That's a lot of kiddos. What's the age range of those kids?
My oldest will be 16 this summer, and my younger 2 are 6.
Yeah, well, that's a lot.
At least you got them all out of diapers and such, so at least they're all in school now.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, your days are quiet, I guess. What's
considering I work from home and it's...
Well, 2 things. What's for dinner tonight?
I have no idea yet.
Let's say Sloppy Joe's. Do Sloppy Joe's tonight. Easy. And then
that actually probably would be really easy to do.
I know. Sloppy Joe's and tater tots, do
it. Manwich or whatever that can is
Piece
called.
Piece of cake. And then what do you do from home? What's your job?
I work for a company called Thanks. So anybody that has a loyalty program, like restaurants, I manage them. So Meaters, Modern Market, Velvet Taco, Taco Deli, those kind of restaurants.
Velvet Taco?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some Velvet Taco locations.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
That sounds naughty.
I don't know. Are there any in Colorado? Because I've seen them outside of Colorado.
They're not in Colorado yet, is what I was told.
Oh, we'll soon have Velvet Tacos.
Because I've seen that in Georgia, but I have not ever seen one in Colorado. So.
Well, that's a very unique job that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
It's fun.
That's good.
That's good. Well, listen, last question. Do you have a funky coffee order when you go in?
I do not. It's a peppermint white mocha, and I'm actually headed there now to go get it.
Well, that to me is funky and weird. It's not just coffee.
It's one of their standard menu items.
Is it? The peppermint
it's
white
It's truly
mocha?
One of the worst ones you can order, though, Amanda, for your health.
I know.
It's really bad for you. There's all sorts of studies on that. Particular
like
mocha
loaded with sugar and stuff like
it's
that.
It's so full of sugar and chemicals.
It's absolutely horrible.
But I'll take a Venti.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God. You're funny. Hey, you're a champ. Thank you for holding and then chatting with us. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. And then last but certainly not least, it's Veronica.
Good morning.
Veronica.
Hey, you.
How's it going? What's your funky, weird coffee order, Veronica? You got to have one.
Oh, honestly, I hate coffee. I think it's disgusting.
Oh, that's crazy talk.
I'm finding a lot of my people here today.
I wish it tasted like it smelled, because it definitely smells better than how it tastes.
I agree with that.
That's exactly what I say.
Yeah.
I say that all the time.
You really have
to. The only time I've ever enjoyed coffee is in an affogato. Do you know what an affogato is?
Nope.
Did you just say something nasty and we don't know it?
Is that like a Kama Sutra thing?
So, something like that. No, it's kind of like a dessert. It's a scoop of ice cream with coffee poured over the top.
Okay.
An affogato.
Now you have my attention.
Delightful.
That sounds good. Exactly.
I wouldn't like that either. See, I'm like you. That's good. I grew up in a household where my parents both drank coffee all day long. They always had a pot brewing, and so the house always smelled like coffee. So that is a delightful smell to me.
It is.
And I can't figure out how I grew up in such a coffee household, and I can't stand to drink it.
Right.
You'd think I would have been...
Right. I grew up with Cuban godparents, who were around all the time. We were always together. And they drink super heavy cafecitos. Yeah. You know what cafecitos are?
Yeah, I was going to say, that is
like
serious
thick coffee. It's
right
really
there.
Thick.
That is like tar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what turned you off, you know, all those years of seeing that. You're like, ugh.
That's why I don't like
seeing everybody's, you know, coffee-stained teeth. You're like, this is not for me.
But now let me ask you, are you, like, big time into Cuban food, though?
I do. I love Cuban food. I love
Isn't it the
Cuban
best?
Food too.
Oh my God,
it's delicious.
It is
so
delicious.
Yummy.
If you can find some really good, authentic Cuban restaurants,
good eating.
Well, do you ever go to the Cuba Sandwicherias in town? There's that in the Cuba restaurant downtown.
I'm familiar with those, but I've never been to them.
We have one right next to the radio station, actually.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Are you in?
So I've had some of that.
Radio station? I don't even know.
We're in the Glendale/Cherry Creek area.
Oh, yeah. There's one right off of Colorado Boulevard. Yeah.
That's right. That's what we're talking about.
That's the one.
We can see it outside the windows of our studio. We can look at it. So.
Right.
I've been over there a few times to get a sandwich. Yeah.
It's no velvet taco, though.
What do you do for a living, Veronica?
I'm actually a nanny to a little boy.
How old is this little boy?
Nine.
That's not too
so
bad.
He's off, so he's off at school most of the day, so, you know.
Well, right. So, today was a late start, so I don't take him in until I'm actually just now getting back from that. But, it's mostly dealing with him in the morning and then coming back, dealing with the dog, and then helping manage some of the housework in the morning, so... Wow. It's an easy gig.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad.
Do you like the family?
Well, I love the family. They're super, super nice. They're awesome. They're wonderful. And it's just something that I just started to do again because I just got back into working again.
Yeah. So my stepdaughter's a full-time college student, but she also nannies for two different families. And she has developed such a bond with those families. I mean, like gifts back and forth to each other. And
seems kind of natural for that to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
And I told her, I said, you know, when they're going on some trips, I'm like, it won't be long before they're going to take you on these trips with them. She goes, I think that's coming, yeah.
Right. So. Honestly, I used to run an in-home daycare, and that's how I am with all the families that I've had coming to my home. And I'm still friends with the majority of them. We still even... They invite me to the kids' birthday parties, or we go out to dinners together. And
you truly become part of the family.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, honestly,
I like
neat.
It.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, listen, you are a delightful, Veronica. Thank you for being on the show with us. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen. You also take care.
Thank
Bye.
You.
We have the greatest listeners. Thank you for chatting with your boys in the morning.